Before we get started, I really would like to bring you greetings from so many of the pastors and Christians around the world that I am in constant contact with throughout the year. And I don't even dare to begin names because it's probably in the hundreds. So be greeted from them, but also know that they are praying for this convention. They really earnestly pray when we ask them to pray or we inform them of something we have going on here in America. They earnestly pray that God would feed us. And so know that the people that your foreign mission works with around the world, they're praying for you. This picture, what I'd like you to do for a moment is pause and look into this child's eyes. This picture was taken in, as it says, one of the largest slums in the world in Nairobi, Kenya. And something about those eyes get to me. It's my sincere prayer that these eyes would be able to see Jesus. But then, when I look into those eyes, I think, what have my eyes seen? And as I stand before you here today, I have to confess I'm not proud of all the things my eyes have seen. But I am so thankful that by the eyes of faith, Jesus has allowed me to see, God has allowed me to see Jesus on the cross. As Moses was lifted up in the wilderness, and all of those that had been bitten by the serpent, I have been bitten by the serpent. This little boy has been bitten by the serpent. But when they, by faith, looked upon that serpent. By faith, when we look upon Jesus Christ, then we are made new. We're made whole. Jesus Christ has paid the price for our sin. And I'm so thankful that by the eyes of faith, God has allowed me to look into the tomb. And the tomb is empty because our Lord has been victorious. All of us sitting here today that have been bitten by the serpent, and you know what? That's everybody that has ever been created in the entire history of the world has been bitten by the serpent. Those eyes need Jesus. That heart needs Jesus. My heart needs Jesus. And the hearts of everyone in the world need Jesus. Oh, that we would be, the Lord would give us the faith to see the crucified Lord and how the blood flowing from Calvary's mountain is still flowing today. It's washing sins away in power and might and through His loving grace. And if He would allow us to see that Jesus has won the victory and has overcome death, hell, and the power of the devil for each one of us. And oh, then through the infilling of His Spirit, that He has given to us so freely, totally on the merits of His Son Jesus, that then with that we could go to boys such as this, to our neighbors, wherever we live, and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, you have been bitten, but He has overcome. That's the good news of the gospel we desire to bring around the world, and not only here today in New York Mills, but wherever we go. I would like to mention, before we get into this, that the mission field isn't where somebody else goes. It's where you live. It's in your home. It's in your community. It's in your family. That's where it begins. How about if Noah didn't preach to his children? 8 souls were saved by water, all in his family. Where would we be? The mission field is in the home, first and foremost. But we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And we also know, how shall they hear without a preacher? So we desire to be willing and obedient servants and go where God would have us to go. So we're going to put a 20-minute video presentation going. We don't like that word presentation, but we don't know what else to call it. And what this attempts to show you is the who, the why, the where, the whens, and hows of the foreign mission, of your foreign mission. So that's all, and understand that these are just little snippets. Those things, the important things of the mission, like the preaching, the being one-on-one with the people, those conversations that can be had, you can't take pictures of those. So this is just kind of surface stuff, the best we could do. And the pictures are just what I or a few others have had on hand or they've shared with us when they found out we were doing this. So there's no skipping over anyone. It's just we had what we had, and that was it. The music is from the churches and the local communities in many cases, maybe around a bonfire, maybe at a public school, you'll see some of that, and from various places like that. So we just made an attempt to try to bring you into the mission a little bit as we go. So again, welcome, sit back and enjoy, and we'll see you in 20 minutes.
I became involved in the Russian mission in the late 1990s, at first feeling a real call to pray for the missionaries who were working there and to support them financially. And then in 2001, Brother Bruce Saleem asked me to go on a mission trip with him. I remember writing in my journal that first evening after I arrived, everything seemed so dark to me. I wrote, dark, dark shoes, dark clothes, dark cars, dark grim faces. But those first impressions vanished the moment I met the smiling, joyous faces of some of our Lord's newest children in Russia.
Bye. Messiah Joseph. I know that I cannot do anything in this world except that Jesus, whom I know that he died in the cross.
Thank you for watching and being patient, and I hope that gave you a little sense of the mission field that, again, it's your foreign mission that your church is doing, and please continue to pray for us and that we would have a willing heart and health and whatever all is needed to go about the work. Please know you're surely invited to come and join us. As you saw, the last part of that, many teams were pictured there, by far not all of them, but the ones we had pictures of, so please know you're welcome. So just get a hold of us or me afterwards. Oh, I forgot to bring the pamphlet. Anna went to get me the pamphlet from the table, and I forgot to bring it up here. But there's the pamphlet with those eyes on it. Take that, and that'll give you the information that you need to get a hold of us. And remember those eyes. And remember your own eyes. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little feet, where you go. So after I get done talking, and Dennis will do the announcements, there'll be a song, and then Pastor Dennis Hillman will have a sermon. And then after that, Linton Silva from Sri Lanka will bring greetings, and Tyrone Aho, who, by the way, has said many prayers for us in India, will be saying the closing prayer. Again, thank you, and please join us.